What do you usually do on New Year's Eve to welcome the new year? On Lunar New Year's Eve, the emperor would perform the first stroke ceremony at midnight. He would grind an ink stick into liquid and write auspicious phrases to supplicate for blessings for the empire. This is a box that the emperor used to warm ink stones. The extreme cold in the winter time of Beijing, which can be as low as minus 20 degrees Celsius, meant that the liquid ink would freeze into solid blocks. Therefore, palace attendants would prepare a box to warm inkstones, keeping the ink fresh and fluid. This box for warming inkstones consists of three parts. The top features two inkstones to hold the liquid ink. Underneath them is a small tray for attendants to easily retrieve an inkstone. The bottom part is the box itself, which can be filled with hot water or burning charcoal to keep the liquid ink warm. Take a closer look at the decorative design on the box's surface. In the centre is a five-clawed golden dragon surrounded by colourful clouds, collectively known as the cloud and dragon design. Below the dragon is a design of undulating white sea waves and mountain cliffs. Commonly used in Qing imperial furniture, daily objects and costumes, imagery of this sort symbolises the emperor, who is represented by the dragon ruling the entire empire of vast skies and boundless seas.